Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Okay, so today's episode is famously single, and we have Miss Nina here with us. Hey Nina.
What's up, girl?
All right, so Nina, for everyone who may not be familiar with you, what is your current career?
I'm a girl that used to talk on the radio, but technically still talks on the radio. So if you've been in the tri-state area, 92.3 Amp Radio used to be alive. It's now all...
She said used to be.
It used to be alive until recently. There were some changes made, but I was doing the morning show there for 3 years. So I'm a radio television host.
Yes, so I'm sure her voice sounds familiar to most of you. So how long have you been single? Because you are
girl.
Single.
That's such a tough question. feels like my whole life.
Me too.
No, for a long time. A very long time.
Very long time.
Yeah, because the last person that I would even consider like being with long term, it was one of those situations like we were together, but we weren't together. And there was always an excuse if he did something. And then I was an idiot and I believed it. And then I was like, yeah, well, we're not technically together.
Uh-oh.
So if you think about last time I had a boyfriend, that was like 10 years ago.
Really? So you're one of those. See, my producer hates it when I say I've never been in a relationship. She's like, you can't erase your past. Like if you were with someone, you were with them.
No, but not really. You need to decide as two people that you're committing to being in that relationship. Otherwise, you get yourself in like a situationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think I'm the queen of the situationship.
No.
Because I always have those.
I think today's dating world is situationships only.
Yeah, right? And it's kind of sad.
You're married or you're in a situationship.
Where you have to make them like really make it clear that you're committed or post that I'm your freaking Women Crush Wednesday or post that I'm your girlfriend and claim it. Because if you're not, then that means that there's other girls out there that also think that they're in a situationship. It's a word that we've created. Otherwise, they think that's what's happening too, which, you know, or maybe they think they're the only one. I don't know. You have to be clear.
Right.
And nobody is.
No. I feel like it's a lot of unspokenness in these situationships. No one wants to say, hey, we're actually together. We're monogamous. You can't see other people. I can't see other people. They always want that option to see other people without being wrong.
Exactly. But I think more than just being afraid to like have a conversation, I think people are just like afraid of like getting an answer that they don't want to hear.
That's true.
So it comes back to remembering that you deserve what you want.
Right.
You know, like if you want to be in a real relationship, ask for it.
Right.
Now, when I say I'm always in situationships, honestly, that's by choice. Minus that last one. It's all because, you know, I taught myself for all this time.
Right.
Minus that one, you know, place where I made a lot of mistakes and allowed him to do a lot of other things. Other than that, it's been my choice to be in
these. So you specifically put yourself in these situationships.
Yeah. I know, I have issues. I have a therapist for this. I'm trying to figure out why I haven't found my husband.
So wait, so how are you finding these people? Like, what dating methods are you using?
Not apps.
Not apps.
Not apps. They scare me.
Me too.
Right?
Listen, I downloaded SoulSwipe and had to delete it. So now I'm using OkCupid.
How's that going?
I just started like a day ago. But it scares the shit out of me. I just feel like, why do you have to know my location? Why do I have to turn my location on my phone? Like, you can be sitting right next to me.
For convenience.
You know what I mean? No. It just scares me. It just scares me. I just feel like I'm going to have a stalker or I'm going to be in ShopRite and then the person next to me, I swipe left and now he's angry. You know what I mean? Like, it just scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, but think about the power of the swipe. Are there actually legitimate options on OkCupid?
None that I have seen yet.
See, then there's that side of it too.
And then I kind of feel like it's a free app. People have told me if I use the paid dating sites that you'll probably find men that are a little more serious because they're actually paying for it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the free ones, you just get like random creeps who are just bored and just need something to do.
Yeah.
So
I know eHarmony's worked for some of my friends. Match.com has worked for people that I know. Friends have actually found relationships on Tinder. Like, I'm on Bumble right now. I just never took myself off of it. And it was kind of just more, you know, to see. And with Bumble, you have all the control, right? So like, if I get a match and I'm like, cool, but I won't reach out. I'm like, girl, it's getting that ego stroke while sitting on my couch. It's pretty sad. But it's true. And it's funny because now I'll get messages like on Instagram and stuff from these random people are like, hey, did I see you on Bumble? I see you on Bumble? Can I, you know, like, can I talk to you? Because they know who I am.
Right.
So there's that kind of weird thing. And I still haven't taken myself off of it because I just haven't.
But... So you have people sliding in your DMs?
Yeah.
Would you consider them like groupies? Like a group?
I don't know if they're groupies. I don't like to think of the word groupie or people that listen to the show. Like, I'm more of that person that says, please stalk me. Not in a crazy way, but if you care about my life enough, like, you want to be a part of the show, thank you.
Right.
Because you're allowing me to do what I love every day. So I'm not mad at you if you feel a connection to me.
Right.
Then thank you. And I do want to feed that connection because I think that if I serve a purpose that helps make somebody happy, that's cool. But now if you cross that line and you start showing up places and leaving me notes and telling me that you're watching me, which has happened, then I have a problem.
That's happened?
Yeah. So I used to host, I do host club nights, but this is when I was working in Seattle. There was this guy that left a note for me with a rose at the DJ booth. Didn't tell me who he was. He was in the room watching me. He said, I'm watching you.
No.
And I was looking around the room. And at the time I was dating the DJ. So like he was there. I was with him the entire time. He had my back. But I was like, you know, that's really not okay. At least come and say hello. If you want to give me a rose, give it to me. I'll say thank you. Don't say I'm watching
but
you.
But wait, the note said I'm watching you?
Yeah.
At that point, I would have to leave. I would probably call the cops. I would have like an escort going like, I'm watching you?
Yeah.
That's scary shit.
Yeah. That wasn't my favorite time. And there was another time when there was a guy that was waiting for me after the show in the parking lot. So,
right.
But other than that, those are two isolated incidents. And if you think about it, over 16 years in this industry, that's it.
Yeah, two and...
So
yeah.
Not everybody is that weird. And I have to admit, I'm pretty creepy too. I slide into DMs. I just did it the other night.
No way. Wait. So what gets you to slide into a guy's DM? Like
drinks. Lots of drinks.
No.
I drunk slid.
Is that a thing?
It's like a slip and slide.
While you were drunk?
Yeah.
No.
Did
you wake up and regret it though? Like, what the hell did I do?
No.
Well,
kind of, because I don't like to be that person that looks that crazy.
Okay.
But I mean, he responded well.
Oh, okay.
And it's like we'd met before, but we don't know each other.
Okay.
So we only know each other through social.
Okay.
But I made it like real clear.
So you using social media?
Not on purpose. That was that one night.
She said that on purpose.
I know.
It was an accidental date. Like we had accidental vagina. One of our guests said he gets a lot of accidental vagina.
You know what? I think that's fair. I think I get a little accidental beep beep too. It's true.
I wish I did.
Well, girl, you got to start sliding. Because then you're not waiting for the apps and you're not waiting for all of the like swipe to the left, swipe to the right. There's one thing about social media that I will give people credit for because a lot of people shoot their shot on that, right?
Right.
They'll send the dick pics. They'll send all of that kind of stuff like we want to see it. Well, don't say that.
Not
because
yet.
You will.
Oh, wait. No. Never mind.
You don't want that.
Never mind.
But it's almost like at least that way you know what you're getting. You can basically know their mother and their grandmother if you sat there and like sit there and stalk long enough. So at least you have more of an idea of what you're going for versus the five pictures that you picked of you holding a puppy.
Right. Because I literally posted one picture on OkCupid.
Right.
So you really don't know me. You just know me through that one picture and whatever corny tagline I decided to add. It's like you really don't know me. Whereas Instagram, you could flip through my pictures, see my friends, my family.
You could.
So I guess Instagram might not be that bad.
You have one picture. You are not helping yourself.
On OkCupid, yeah. You know,
but you are not helping yourself.
I'm very bad with like describing myself and things like that. So I like... Once I downloaded it, I text all my friends like, hey, give me a good description of me so I can put it on my dating profile. Like, I'm very bad at speaking about myself.
Maybe you say that. Maybe that right there is your line. I have a hard time talking about myself, but I'm here because I'm trying to have a good time like everybody else. And the pictures you pick are the ones of you genuinely having fun, not the ones where everybody think they look so sexy in it because you're inviting the wrong kind of people.
Right. That's true.
What are you doing, Trish?
That's true. Look, I'm going to revamp my OkCupid profile.
Give it to me, girl. People will be sliding in no time.
I'm going to revamp it. Okay, so what kind of men do you prefer to date? Do they have to be of like a certain status? Because, you know, you're a public personality. Do they have to share the same status as you? Or
No, not at all. I find myself like my guilty pleasure, you know, like my little snack.
Don't say it. Stripper.
No, I'm not going to say stripper.
Oh, okay.
It's DJs. I don't know what, and I need to stop it with that because that's bad news all over the place.
Is it?
Yes, and Spanish men. I can't stop. It's a problem. But what I want in real life.
Right.
Doesn't have to do with a status. It has to do with somebody that not only treats me well, but has ambition and yes. goals and, that you know, drive, that's self-motivated. Because I don't know about you, if you find yourself liking the same kind of people that at first seem so strong, right? They've got everything together. And then the more they get to know you, they realize you're so strong and they suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly building them up.
Yeah.
You're constantly like, you got this, baby. I'm cheering you on. And I'm going to do that for you. But can you do that for me too?
Right, like feed each other's ego.
Exactly, but that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You feed each other. So that's what I want.
Yeah, 50-50.
Right, I haven't found that.
Uh-oh. You gotta stop. You gotta stop sliding into DMs while you drunk. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is. So you mentioned earlier about your guy having to post you as his woman crush Wednesday and everything. So do you like to keep your relationships public or...
No, like the ones that are that really mean something to me, like they're private. Nobody knew that there was somebody in my life on and off for 5 years up until about a year ago. Nobody knew.
Okay.
Unless you were close to us, then you would, then you would know. And I was destroyed for a while, but I kept that off of social too. You know, I'm not posting those. What do you call it? Like passive aggressive quotes or, you know, pictures and stuff. No, but when it's really real, then yeah, I want to be able to share it. But the real part of me, that side, I like to keep private until it's safe.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of that way.
So what's like a turnoff for you? What's Nina's turnoff? Like you do this and that's it.
You do this and that's it. I don't know, like douchey pictures, I guess, or you know, that me attitude. I don't
like that cocky kind of guy.
Like the cute cocky's fine, but also being like real about it. There's just, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like I have this like weird sixth sense, even though I get myself into trouble all the time. Like I know the trouble's coming.
Okay.
You know, so.
Almost or, like you can expect it.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we're talking about social media again. But you know what else I really don't like is that, fellas, if you don't understand that a girl can see who you're liking when we go and we look at like our little, what's that thing called?
Wait, what? I'm not good with Instagram.
You know what I'm talking about? Now you should come on. You know what I'm talking about.
Like the like, pictures that they've liked?
Yeah, like you can see what your followers have been liking.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Shout out to producer Naisha over here. She's got me. Yeah, following. So when you click on following, you can see what people are liking. And what I really don't like is when there's somebody I'm talking to and I see that they're sitting there liking all of these thirst trap photos. I really am like, that's where your head's at?
With the BBLs, Brazilian butt lifts.
Yeah, whatever it is.
The Instagram thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. I can't. I need a little bit more than that. And I'm not hating those girls. Get yours. But if you're talking to me, you're right. Not getting that.
Yeah, because it's sort of like, if you like me and you're looking at them, it's sort of like, and it's such a huge difference between the two of us. What do you really like?
But why can't you just like look at it, but not like it?
Yeah.
Like that's a public statement.
Yeah. Well, I don't look at that on my social. I'm not looking to see who my follow.
Girl, I'm a creep. I told you I have problems. I told you I have a therapist. I told you. I do not have all the answers.
You know what? I don't think I'm on social media enough. I'm not. I'm so not, because these things I don't do. And I promised that I would slide into a DM, and I have not slid into a DM
Girl,
yet.
Girl, give me your phone. Who are you looking at sliding into? Let's do it.
Wait a minute.
You know there's one you would. You're just sitting
no,
on it.
No, it's not. It's not. Like, anyone who I follow, like, they're not people I'm looking at like, ooh.
But is there anybody you're looking at like, ooh, anyway, that's kind of holding you back from letting yourself explore the possibility of other things? Inside jokes? What?
Yeah, inside joke. But yeah, no, not anyone that I'm following, not anyone that I know right now that I would know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm broken.
No.
I'm not picky. Do you have a list?
A list of what?
Like a list. Like my guy has to match up on these things on my list.
No, but people keep telling me to have one because that's how you invite it into your life.
But I'm getting the opposite.
Do Do you have a list?
I have a list, and I've been told throw the list away. The list is too long.
How long is your list?
I just have a few, maybe 10 things.
That's all right. Like what?
Like, and tell me if you agree or not. Okay. My guy has to have his own car.
That's fair. Except for living in New York, you don't really need
a
car.
See, you can't do that. No.
I don't have a car. Do you have a car?
I do.
Okay. Look. Well. Fine.
All right. So have you dated someone without a car?
No. I don't believe that I have.
You see?
Yes. Having a car is nice. It's a manly thing.
Right. Like you don't want to drive all the time. You know, you don't want to take the train all the time.
Fair.
So it's like, you know, I take public transportation to work every day. On the weekends, can I drive?
You can drive. Okay. Right. Okay. Fair. So if you got it, he's got to have it.
Right. Okay. See, that's my thing. If I got it, then
you should have it.
Right. His own place.
That is also fair.
Would you date a guy with roommates?
I've dated a guy with roommates. I've also dated a guy that still lives at home. But again, you know,
How long ago was that? I made the,
the guy that lives at home?
Yes.
I don't think dating is the right word. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay.
So one of them still lives at home. And then the next one, this is a good story. I sound terrible. But the next one was living at home, but now he doesn't live at home anymore. Now his roommate is his brother. Who I also maybe had a thing with.
All right, no.
Not that long ago.
No.
I know, I'm a terrible person. Let's get back to your list.
Look. Wait, were they living together? Were you? Or no?
I'm a bad person.
Look, she's like, I'm not saying anything.
I'm not allowed to drink and slide. But really, what else is on your list? I will explain later, but what's on your list?
What else do I have on my list? I just feel like you have to have ambition.
Yeah.
Some type of drive, because if you don't have any ambition, what are you waking up every day working towards? Like, you have to be working towards something.
I agree, 1,000%.
What else is on my list? It's on my phone, actually.
She keeps it with her at all times.
Yeah, you know what? I've learned that if you write things down, the things that you want down.
Sorry, I'm adjusting the microphone if you hear that. Okay.
And you review it, I feel like
you invite it into your life.
Yes.
I mean, I believe in that concept too, because then you really, like, you know, it's that whole The Secret thing, you know, you put it out
into the
universe.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I got it from.
Yeah, no, it's real. I use that with my job.
Okay.
And it works. So people have also told me that this list thing is smart. So if you hold on to it, don't get rid of your list.
Oh, no, I ain't delete it, because since season one, they've been telling me to delete it, and I'm just not going to delete it, because it's what I want.
Standards are good to have.
And this is what I tell people. It's standards. It's not like materialistic. I guess you can say his own car, but I'm not saying what kind of car.
No, it's just basically if I have it, you have it, or work towards it, or have a really good reason why you don't have it.
Right.
That doesn't have to do with DUIs or something.
Right.
Right?
Or federal charges.
Exactly.
Or owing child support and your license was revoked. Like, things like that.
Yeah.
I just can't work with.
You know, that's life 101. I'm okay with all of those things.
You can't work around stuff like that. Let's get back to your dating life.
Okay.
What was the worst date you've had?
The worst date I've had. The very worst date I think that I've ever had was pretty funny, because I went out with this guy that I met in Mexico.
Okay.
So we met in Mexico, and it was a coincidence. Thankfully, this worst date was like years ago. It was while I still lived in Seattle. So we met there and we're like, wow, we're from the same place. And at the time I was drunk. So I was like, oh my God, he's like a Ken doll. So hot, right? Smart Nina. So come back. We go on this date. I'm sitting across from him and he was like really nice and excited about everything. But he just goes, you know, you don't look like you have legs for a mini skirt. Do you wear skirts very often?
I'm sorry, what?
You don't look like you have legs for a mini skirt.
So what did you have on?
Jeans. This is the same guy that decided he didn't want to order dinner while I ordered dinner. And he just sat there and drank and stared at me while I ate, because I was hungry.
Did he not have money to...
He had a lot of money. He was in finance. This guy had stupid money. So what his deal was, I'm not really sure. And I mean, talk about issues. There was something going on there for sure. But then he went from, I don't have legs to a miniskirt, to I'm the coolest girl he's ever been out with, to how do you feel about white picket fences? Because I think that would be a great place to raise our kids. It was all over the place.
Was he drunk? Insane.
No, not yet. Later.
Was he high?
No, I don't. I honestly don't know. I ditched him.
Uh-oh.
I did. I got up and I left.
From the date?
Yeah. I got up. I was like, I have to go. So I went to meet my friends at a bar not too far away because I just couldn't handle this. You're saying things that make no sense and you're going to make fun of my legs. I got thick thighs. Deal with it. So I get to the next bar, but my mistake, I drank too much. And so when he texted to ask where I was, my filter wasn't there. I told him where I was. No. And then he came and he met me again. But that was like the weirdest date, awful thing. Like, I didn't understand it. Oh, one other date ended up with a guy telling me that I was lucky he didn't chop me into a bunch of tiny pieces.
What?
Yeah.
What did you...
It was just at the end of the date. He walked me to my car, and I was like, thank you for tonight. I had so much fun. He's like, I did too. You're lucky I didn't chop you up into a million pieces. I was like, cool, don't ever call me again.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know.
Like, I had that much fun, I could have chopped you up into a...
Well, I feel it was a blind date. So, no. Like, he could have been some kind of serial killer. That show Dexter was, like, going through my mind. You know? So I was just like, are you a Dexter? And, like, I just, like, made the list that you decided you didn't want to experiment and kill me? I don't understand.
Oh, my God. So you're open to blind dates.
Yeah.
Still?
Not really.
What about speed dating?
I did that for fun.
For fun.
Like, I don't know how often that works, though. I feel like I don't know what kind of people actually show up to that.
Weird people.
I show up to it, but I don't even know.
Weird people. I'm one of those weird people who showed up to one, and I said I would never do it again.
But did you take it seriously?
I did. Like, I showed up, I was, like, super cute, had my face on, my hair was done, put on a cute little outfit.
Where was this at?
This was at Bar One, Bar None. Something.
Where?
By 14th Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we show... I like chocolate, so this was a chocolate dating event.
Okay.
And we show up, and there are girls there. I'm there by myself. I couldn't find a friend to come with me, so I trooped it and went alone. And it was
good,
like,
for
a,
you.
Right. There was, like, you know, a group of girls, and they were friends, and they're like, yeah, oh my God, it's her birthday, so we came out to celebrate, and blah, blah, blah. You're here alone? Oh my God, we'll watch you. So then... There was an age limit. It was supposed to be, I think, 25 to maybe 36.
Okay.
I look up and grandpa is rolling through the door. Like, sir, he had to be at least 60 to 75 years old.
Oh, sweetie.
No. Like,
was he at least rich?
No. By the way his toupee was hanging off the side of his head, I would say no, he was not rich.
Aww.
I was, like, so mortified. Like, I had to tell the organizer, I'm like, can you make it? Because it was an uneven amount of people, yeah. Men versus women.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, once you start sending the guys around, can you make it so that he skips me? And she starts laughing. I'm like, no, 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 I'm serious. Like, you have an age limit. You guys are supposed to enforce it. And she said, you know, we can't discriminate, whatever, whatever. But she made sure he skipped me. Yeah.
You made the poor little guy feel so like he couldn't have a friend even. No. Obviously, you weren't going to bone him or date him. But he just was so lonely. 60 years old showing up to a speed dating event. And you really put him in a corner.
Okay, but how awkward would that be sitting across from this man? And he wasn't like a sweet old man, because I'm speaking to some of the women afterwards. And they were like, the first thing he did when he sat down was give me your phone number.
Well, I think I would, I don't know how I would handle that, but maybe, like, just be like, are you lonely? Like, do you have any friends? What about a home? You know, something like that.
What about a senior citizen daycare? Ugh, no.
Daycare?
Yeah, he needs a
daycare. Maybe, like, their own kind of, you know, speed dating type of situation for older people. Like, maybe that would have been good. Take the time to look one up so he could go there.
No.
I understand not wanting to, like, date him.
I just felt like I just would have been super uncomfortable.
Well, at least he skipped you. You didn't have to even deal with it. So really, you don't feel bad. I'm a sucker for old people. Like, not that I want to, like, date them. I just, okay, for some reason, see, like, my grandfather in everybody's faces. And I'm like, oh.
No.
Sweetheart.
No. All right. So do you have a type? What's your type? Your type of guy?
My type?
Other than the DJ.
Oh, that, I told you, that's like a little snack.
Jesus.
It's like my little, well, it's not, that's not true. It's not like a snack. I just think that I really gravitate towards creative people.
Okay.
People that love music and that just becomes a part of their life. And, you know, we always talk about soundtrack to life is, you know, your music, whatever you listen to, but right. Like the DJs, like, really embody that. So I think that's why I'm attracted to it. But there's a lifestyle thing with them that leaves you sleepless at night, like, not in a good way, like, who you with kind of stuff.
Right.
Not all of them, but this is my experience. So my type, I think I'm figuring out what the right type is. Okay. I picked the wrong type of people, and not on purpose. Like I was saying, I'm initially attracted to strong people.
Okay.
You know, kind of swaggy, like there's confidence there, all of those things. And that excites me because I'm like, yes, match.
Right.
But what happens is every time I get to that point, I find out that there's a lot of things broken. And I find myself being the one that ends up broken in the end.
Okay.
Because I spend so much energy trying to build them up when you thought it was there the whole time.
Right.
So you have to figure out who's overcompensating and who's not. Sometimes those quiet ones are where you're supposed to go.
Right.
Sometimes those quiet ones are the ones that don't have to scream, look at me, I'm so confident. They just are. So I think I'm trying to find what that is. Like this year, I went out, this year, it's already been like a month, 2 months. There hasn't been anybody this year yet. But last year, 2017,
yeah,
I went on quite a tear. So there was a lot of different people during that time. And I don't think any of them were it either, but they all kind of served a purpose, and fun was what I was looking for. So now I'm in this new phase where it's like, it's time for real.
Right.
It's time to invite what I deserve into my life. And I don't think I've really figured out how to do that yet.
Okay.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what I'm looking for. Physically, I know what I'm into, but it's like, I like a nerdy, swaggy person, musically inclined. Yeah, kind of.
A nerdy, swaggy.
Like, you know, they have their own kind of swag. You know what I mean? Not just like you're dripping swag, like normally speaking.
Okay.
But when I use the term swag, it's like you have a style that's clear. You have a confidence that is apparent. You walk a certain way because you're just being you.
Right.
So, but that nerdy mind that gets excited about things in the world, okay, right? That gets excited about traveling or food or something that they read. Like, smart people are sexy.
Yes.
And I want that.
Ooh.
You know? So maybe I should write this down.
You should.
Maybe I should have a list like you.
You know what? We had another guest, Alexis, and she had a husband journal. And she said it was a book that she bought, and she would write down like characteristics that she wanted in a mate. And she said she would go back like a few days or a few weeks later and read what she wrote to see just where her mindset was at that time, like cross it off and then start to write more realistic things.
Has that worked? Does she still just have her journal?
She's in a pretty serious relationship.
Oh, good.
She said they've been together, what, 2 years? 2 years?
That's a cool concept. I like that.
Yeah. And she said it worked for her.
I kind of like that, though, because I think that we all go, I mean, that's what dating's for, right? That's why there's so many different people here and there or whatever, where you choose to spend your time.
Right.
Because you're learning what you like and what you don't like.
Yes.
But instead of just sitting there complaining about what had just happened, I like that idea of writing down, because there was probably something about it that you took away that you liked, or maybe there is a hard don't want list, you know? Because even the one that broke my heart, I could beat him up all day, but really there was a big part of that that I loved and that I do want that continues over.
Right.
So I like that. That's interesting.
We're going to get you a husband journal.
I need a husband journal. I'm ready for my husband. I'm ready.
I think I'm ready too. I think I'm ready.
Well, you got to get a husband journal. You need more than a list on your cell phone.
I know. I've been telling myself, and wait, but this is also what she said she did.
Okay.
She would like roll over and like say good morning to like her pillow as though it was like her husband. And she would do it at night, like good night.
You know, that's funny because that goes with what my friend said. So she told me that the way you position your bed in your bedroom,
yes,
should be able to have the bed so you can get in the bed on both sides. Because if you automatically have your bed up against the wall, you're closing yourself off to inviting somebody else into your bed. So it's the same concept as saying good night and good morning.
Yes.
Now, I live in Manhattan in an apartment with my queen size bed that only fits against my wall.
Aye.
So the funny part is that, you know, when she said that, I thought about that and I was like, maybe it's time to even live like I'm ready to welcome that into my life.
Right.
I think I'll have a hard time saying goodnight and good morning to nobody, but maybe. Do you ever, okay, this is super cheesy, but do you ever sometimes like look out like when there's a full moon or like when the stars are out and you find yourself just kind of getting lost in like, you know, the beauty of the world kind of a moment and you're like, there really is somebody out there under this same exact moon. I sound like Feifel, like that song, Feifel goes, you know, whatever. But if you think about it for a minute, like, they're out there. They're not being born. Like, they are alive, and they're probably laying next to the person that they're about to leave for you, you know?
Wait, you had me until you said they're laying next to I thought you were about to say, like, they're staring at the moon, too, thinking.
Well, they could be. But they very well could be. They're living a life that they don't know includes you yet. And I keep telling my friends, I'm like, when he gets here, I'm going to yell at him. What took you so long? But it's looking like, you know, how everything works out happens for a reason. I get that, too. But I just sometimes have those moments. And for some reason, it's comforting.
Is it?
Yeah, because he's alive. He's out there. I don't believe I'm going to be alone.
No, but why he got to be laying next to somebody?
I mean, realistically, it's not like I looked at the moon and crawled into bed alone. I don't know if I did that night or not. Who knows? I mean, every night is different.
You know what?
Okay, you can judge me right now. She's trying to process what I just said.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you had me until you said he was laying next to somebody else.
But realistically, is that not true?
It could be, because he could be married to somebody that he's probably going to divorce in a year or two and
maybe
be remarried.
Maybe. I mean, there are so many scenarios.
Right.
Or maybe he's alone. Maybe he's waiting for you too.
True. Well, I hope you find your guy, Nina.
Thank you. I hope you find yours, too.
Thanks. I'm still looking, by the way. Chocolate. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
She got that sweet tooth.
Yeah, I do. You know, chocolate. I like chocolate.
That's good.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. So fun.
And I enjoyed your stories that you told.
Likewise.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for listening. The takeaway from this episode is, what are some of the things on your list? Do you have a list? Write to me. Let me know. Thank you.
And Trisha's going to let you know next time she slides in the DM.
Yeah, I will. Maybe.